Welcome to Gardening Talk back onto NURFM. Greg Richard, joined as per usual by Judy Sharp. Great to see you back with us, Judy.
Hello, Greg. How are you?
Very well. Nice day, I think.
Well, it might rain. Anyway, let's go positive.
Say that instead of going. It's been a funny few days lately.
It has. But, you know, not as cold, Greg.
Yes, not. And these temperatures getting up nice in those low 20s as well. Very good.
Good for the garden.
Great for the garden. What do you got for us today, Judy?
Okay, a lot of things to talk about if we get time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to talk about summer annuals. I'd like to talk about bulbs and natives and camellias and frangipani.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, lots of different things today.
Excellent. So we've got Beth from Mount Hutton, and she's got a question about bougainvilleas.
Hello, yes. Beth.
Good morning, Judy and Greg, isn't it?
It is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you're on the ball.
I love the show. I'm really wanting to know about my bougainvillea. It's just dropped all its leaves, but the flowers are on it. I've only recently planted it.
Right.
And I've got sort of wood chip around it and that too, but it's next to my white bougainvillea. But all the leaves sort of just fell off. You know, they went sort of a coloury colour and like mouldy kind of colour, I don't know, and they just fell off.
Right,
so
Beth.
I've got the flowers there, so can I give it something to help it?
Look, probably not a lot. I mean, it isn't a good time to plant bougainvillea when we've got the cold
yeah,
weather still.
True. Yeah, being tropical. Plant. Yeah.
Did you buy it from indoors somewhere? It inside?
One of the shops, the big shop.
Right, okay. Well, see, it's been inside probably, and it might have even been in heating. And so you've taken it out and planted it out into our dreadful weather, haven't you?
Yes, that's right. It wasn't a very nice time to plant, that's true.
Yeah.
And being a tropical plant as well.
Look, it would help. Could you put a little bit of shade cloth or something over it for the time being?
All right, just to protect. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, do that, but I wouldn't apply any fertiliser or anything at the moment because you might just overwork it.
Okay.
Yeah, so when we get a little bit of break, and we must, we're nearly in September, I think then if you gave it something like a flourish for flowering.
Okay.
Yeah, and you give it that every week in its water, you'll find it'll stimulate the growth for you.
Oh, that'll be great, yeah. Oh, thank you very much.
You are so welcome, Beth. Thank you. And I was going to talk about tropical plants today, so you've scooped the pill.
It was funny, the receptionist was having a hard time spelling it. I just said, just say bogies. Funny. So that's too long, that word.
It is.
All right, have a great day, guys.
You too, Bye. And thanks for the call, Beth.
No worries.
Beth, we've got Jenny now from Cameron Park, and this doesn't sound good, bugs inside the pot plant.
Oh, Jenny, I know what they are.
Oh, what are they?
Are they little flying things that look a little bit like flies, but they're not?
Yeah, they're tiny.
Yeah.
And like a little fruit fly, but they're breeding in the pot plant soil.
Yeah.
And we've sprayed, we've changed plant soil, everything. You can't get rid of them.
Oh, they're
but
a pest.
So many of them.
Mm. Jenny, they're called gnats. G-N-A-T-S.
Yes.
And look, I did have them and I was waging real war on them. I was spraying them with real fly spray. You know, I was getting so annoyed. But how I combated mine in my home, I used pyrethrum spray.
Right.
And it, you know, it's not really toxic. So you can spray it inside the house and down into the soil.
Into the soil.
Yes. Well, that's where they are. You know, they're down in the soil. So.
Oh, the soil.
Yeah. Yep. Just spray it down into the soil.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. And they're a little bit hard to get rid of. I wouldn't worry about repotting again because I didn't find that was a good solution. They still seem to get around. And but I did find the pyrethrum spray worked.
Okay. I will try that. Thanks, Judy.
Good luck with that, Jenny. They're a pest.
Yeah, they are. Thank you.
They are. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
They're annoying, those little ones.
Oh, aren't they ever? Gnats. I hate the word. I dislike them even for the word.
If they had it, so they've had a better name, you might be less upset with them.
I might be less upset with them, but I just call them little flies as I spray them because, you know, I mean, spraying a dreadful spray around. But, you know, you've got to do something.
Because they're so small as well, though.
Oh, they are. Yeah. And they fly away. It doesn't kill them.
Mm.
Yeah, they're pretty cagey creatures, that's for sure.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM, and we've got David from Blackalls Park, and he's got a question about his citrus. Don't seem to be flowering at the moment.
Hello, David. That's a problem.
Yeah, mate. How you going there? You got a couple of willow strawberries, lemon and lime trees. You're not flowering or sitting on fruit at the moment.
Right. Okay. Well, probably it's not quite time for the lime. And what was the other one?
The lemon tree.
Right. Okay. David, to be honest, I think they're all going to be a bit objectionable with the weather the way it is. It's not very encouraging, is it, for them to fruit? Now,
Would it anything to do with a prune? They're well established. They've been in probably 20 years, so they're pretty big. And so I give them a prune back probably about 2 years ago, a real hard prune back. Would that have done anything to them or anything?
Have they flowered since, David?
No, they haven't, no.
Oh, okay. No. Well, it might have been your pruning, but the next question is, did you fertilise them?
Yeah, I fertilised them, give them some all-purpose fertiliser. Maybe I'll change it to citrus fertiliser or something.
That'd be a good idea, but you know what my recipe is. You need to go out to the drip line, you know where that is, the canopy, where the canopy ends.
Yeah.
And you give them poultry manure.
Yeah, okay then.
But you must water the ground first, and then you water it in after you apply it. Yeah. Wait 3 weeks and then give them the citrus food by the same method.
Okay then.
That's honestly, you will find they will come good for you doing that. You need to do that now and again in March, David.
Yeah, okay then. Yeah, they're in like a raised garden bed, so they're up and got boundaries around them, so they're pretty hard to fertilise, but I can go around and give them a bit of fertiliser.
Okay, rightio. So that's going to be the secret. Definitely, the poultry manure and the citrus food.
No worries then. Well, I'll go ahead and do that and see how I go.
Okay, let us know, please.
Yeah. Okay then.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We've got Molly now from Cessnock, and she's also got a question about citrus trees.
Hello, Molly.
Oh, hi. My citrus tree, earlier in the year, I sprayed it with white oil because it had all these white speckles all over the bark of the all over all the branches.
Yep.
It was covered in them. And I've still got plenty of fruit on them, large, beautiful, sweet fruit on it. But it keeps coming back. I've sprayed it about 3 times. And also the bark, it is an older tree. It's about 20 years old and it's about it's a couple of metres high at least. It's nearly double the size of the fence.
Right. Oh, okay. No, it's probably still, quite healthy.
And the bark in some places is splitting a little bit. I wasn't sure what to do.
Yeah. Well, they can have a lifespan. They don't go forever, citrus. But where the bark's splitting, can you see any sawdust stuff in there, like borers could be in there?
Oh, yeah.
Have you noticed anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, right.
Just
right.
These white...
The white specks,
just white speckles covered in it.
Now, when you sprayed...
They said in Bunnings it was snow something or other.
Oh, right, okay. Now, what did you spray with previously?
Fruit and citrus. It's a concentrate, white oil.
Right, okay, yeah, we need the white oil, so that's good. Keep applying the white oil every couple of weeks because it is a scale.
Okay.
And what you do need is, unfortunately, pretty sunny weather for it to melt it. And, you know, if you've been spraying in the kind of weather we've had, the oil wouldn't have done its job. So we need sunny days and white oil. And sometimes it doesn't hurt to even put a bit of Malathon in. But have you got a pressure pack spray or a bottle?
Yeah, pressure pack.
Yeah, well, you can't put the Malathon in that, unfortunately. So if you have continuing problems, then I'd go and buy some white oil in a jar or a bottle and then get some Malathon and equal quantities and spray it with that. But at the moment, keep using your pressure pack, but let's have a nice sunny day to do it on.
Oh, a sunny day, right.
Yeah.
It's quite thick and bushy, and I was wondering, is it not getting enough sun on the bark, or
is it not enough air? No, well, they do like sun. Are they planted in the full sun?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. No, look, that wouldn't be the problem. But you're kind of worrying me with that bark situation, because that indicates to me you might have borers in the tree.
Well, I'll have a look. But if I do have borers, what do I do with them?
Well, they're really difficult to get rid of. So you have to clean that out and perhaps spray it with the malathion that I just talked about. Not spray it, but inject it in, particularly if you can see holes where that bark is broken.
Okay.
Yeah. But also too, Molly, be consoled, because they could be coming to the end of their lifespan.
Oh, righto.
It mightn't be anything you're doing wrong. So let's try and save them and keep going with them.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye, Molly.
Bye.
We've got Lorraine now from Cessnock, and she's got a question about azaleas. Azaleas, I should say.
Azaleas. Oh, Greg, after what? How many years have we been doing this?
Oh, I've long ago.
You got him, Lorraine, you got him.
Yes, well, my azaleas, which I have about a half a dozen good-sized bushes, they've got this awful stuff all over the leaves. The flowers are coming out nicely, but they've got all this reddy, rusty sort of stuff all over the leaves.
Oh, you've got spider mite.
Spider mite. Yeah. I was wondering about that.
Nasty stuff.
How can we get rid of them and kiss them goodbye?
No, don't do that, Lorraine. Look, unfortunately, there aren't a lot of products now. So what you need to find is David Gray's systemic. Yeah. You've got to be a systemic spray. And you just shake
David Gray systemic.
Yeah, David Gray systemic, and you shake it around the soil, and it gets washed in, and that gets the spider mite. Once in the old days, we used to spray with Roger, if you probably remember that.
Yes, I remember Roger, yeah.
Yeah, and that was the best thing for spider mite. But unfortunately, it's no longer marketed for the home gardener.
No.
But you can.
David Gray.
Yeah,
I remember
David
that.
Gray. David Gray. Yes, systemic spray. Good luck with it.
Thank you very much, because the flowers are beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just that the foliage looks awful, and I've sprayed with several different things to no avail.
No, they won't work. You need to, the little horrors, they just need, you need the systemic to attack them from underneath the leaf.
Right, yeah, so you put it on the soil and water it in.
Yep, definitely that.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Lorraine. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Lorraine. It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. And we've got Bill from East Maitland, and it must be citrus in the air today. His orange tree is not fruiting.
It must be. Do you think everyone's dying to pick fruit?
Must be.
Hello, Bill.
How are you going, Judy?
Oh, fighting fit. What about you?
Very well, thank you.
That's excellent.
This year I've had the worst crop of oranges, and I'm blaming those that got rid of our bees. But the few oranges that I've got are dry, tasteless oranges, big oranges,
right,
but they were
right.
Dry and tasteless. What do I need to do to get them back? Or is it with the wet weather, I thought that they'd be plenty wet enough as such?
Well, you're right there. No, that's what I would have said too. No, that won't be the juice's problem. Can I ask how old they are?
Well, one's a younger tree. Oh, I'd be 2 or 3 year old, and the other one's might be 8 to 10 year old or something.
Oh, right. Okay, Bill. Well, they're not tossing the towel in, so tell me, are they?
Oh, no, they look well.
Yep. So are they in the sun?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. And if you live in East Maitland, you've probably got a good garden. So do you feed them regularly?
Normally feed them at the start of every season, and I'm a bit of a dynamic lifter fan.
Right.
Should I change the trace elements or anything like that, or...?
Oh, Bill, look, that isn't the problem. I think the problem probably is that dynamic lifter releases slowly.
Yes.
So now what I do this time of year, particularly now and again in March... you need to go out under the drip line and hit them with poultry manure, not dynamic lifter. I know it is poultry manure, but the poultry manure will release straight away for you.
Yeah, it's true.
And then 3 weeks later, hit them with citrus fertiliser.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and yeah, do that again in March, and I'm sure you're going to get better results, Bill.
Yeah, okay. So you don't think the trace elements, someone told me that boron is good for fruit trees. Is that true?
Yeah, Bill, it is. I definitely give them trace elements in between doing the fertiliser with the poultry and the citrus food. But you might find that the citrus fertiliser does have trace elements in it.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
My wife's an avid gardener kind of thing there. She has grameliads growing out around them and one thing or another, nowhere near the trunk. Would that cause a problem at all?
Am I going to cause a fight here?
Well, not yet. It's not here.
Well, Bill, the bromeliads love water. So I would like to say that they are probably draining all the moisture out of the soil.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't tell her I said that. But that could
have... Thank you, Judy. I'm the mate of the garden anyway, so if they're fighting them out, well, you'll be in the clear.
Okay, rightio. But look, honestly, that it could explain why your oranges are not juicy.
I wonder that, yeah.
Okay, look, you waited till the end, and now I'm going to get my throat cut, aren't I?
All good.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Let's know if you have good results a couple of months down the track.
What, with the divorce or the...
Well, it depends what you'd like, Bill.
Fruit, I think.
Okay, rightio. Well, we're going to get fruit, definitely.
Bye, Judy. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Bill. We've got Kim now from Dungog, and she's got a question about gardenias.
Hello, Kim. Dungog.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm very well. What's happening in Dungog today? Is the sun out?
Oh, overcast and looks like it might rain, but, yeah, turn from a sunny day to terrible.
Yeah, it's like that here too, you know.
Yeah. Why I'm ringing, I've got three gardenias in. They're quite good plants. They've got new growth and everything. When I planted them, I bought them from a nursery. When I planted them, I could smell the gardenias. They were beautiful. Ever since then, which is probably 4 or 5 years, maybe even more, every time they flower, there's no smell.
No smell?
No smell. You've got to actually hold it, like, in your nose to smell any smell. And they were beautifully perfumed when I bought them, and I was waiting for the smell, but every year since then, they just don't have any fragrance.
Kim, do you think they were spraying perfume around in the nursery?
Oh, they probably were.
Oh, wow. Better not name the nursery.
It's funny because I bought them because I love the smell.
Yeah.
And they flower, they have new growth, they do have the, what I found out from you last week, with the ants bringing the black mould.
Oh, the sooty mould, yes, that's right.
And I regularly do them with white oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that because they're still growing and they're healthy and everything, but I want my smell back.
Okay, now tell me, they're in the ground, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and they're dwarf creepy ones, like
groundhogs. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I did have one that was the bush and it had the same problem, no smell.
Oh, no smell. But are you fertilising with cow manure?
No.
Oh, they love it.
Oh, okay. Well, I live on a farm with 60 head of cows, so not a problem.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. Okay, well, you know, don't put it on when it's nice and fresh, will you?
No.
And, you know, water it in after you do it, and I'm sure that could be your problem, Kim.
I do fertilise them with the, like, the slow-release fertiliser, and I've given them the sea sole and all that sort of thing. Like, I do the whole garden with it and water it in, but... I haven't done it with the cow manure.
Yeah, well, see, it's cow manure affects their pH.
Right.
And they like acidic soil.
Okay. Are azaleas like acidic soil as well?
The azaleas?
My azaleas are flowering beautifully.
Yeah, no, but don't give them the cow manure. Yeah, don't give them the cow manure though. You're probably going to burn.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, they can be a bit tetchy. You're just better to apply some Flourish for azaleas. That's right, in the water regularly.
Chicken manure for azaleas.
Sorry, chicken, no.
No, okay. I've got look, noodles for that too, so I'm going for the Flourish now, am I?
You're going for the Flourish, or just get some azalea fertiliser so you know you've got the right pH.
Yeah, all right. That's very good. Okay. So cow manure, and I should get my smell back. Am I going to smell gardenia or cow manure?
Oh, look, Kim, I wasn't going to tell her that's my trick for the day. But you will ring back, won't you?
It smells like gardenia and spray around.
But you're going to ring us back, though, aren't you? Particularly if you get the smell.
I will. I definitely will. Okay. I listen to you every Monday.
Good time for lunch.
It is. Thank you very much. I'll try that and see how I go.
Okay. Thank you, Kim. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM 103.7. Got time for a couple more calls. We've got Carmel from Lochinvar. She's got a question about a potted lemon tree.
Oh, hi, Carmel.
Hi, Judy. How are you going?
I'm going very well. And what about you and your lemon?
Oh, look, I'm struggling with it. So it's in a pot plant. So I moved it from a small pot into a bigger pot. And you said to use sudden impact on it.
Right.
Yep. And I haven't been able to get that.
Oh.
It's, for some reason, it's on back order.
Oh, right. Okay. Now, I did hear there was a shortage of it.
And it's something's eating the leaves. It's like, I don't know.
Right. Okay. Well,
yeah. Like, can slugs eat the leaves? Or?
Oh, they could, but you would get traces of slugs. Look, have you got any pyrethrum spray?
No, I've got white oil. Is that any good?
No, it won't do the job.
Pyrethrum, you reckon?
Yeah, the pyrethrum's a handy one to have in the garage. I just find that it could be also grasshoppers. You got grasshoppers at Lochinvale?
We have crickets in summer, but I haven't seen them come out yet.
Well, I know one thing you have got at Lochinvale because my niece lives up there.
Ah.
And she doesn't like bunnies.
Bunnies,
rabbits.
Oh, yeah, rabbits.
They eat everything, she tells me. Now, maybe the rabbits are eating the citrus leaves.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They wouldn't come into the yard with the dogs, I don't think.
Oh, she did have a doggie, but, yeah, I don't know. Well, you know.
It seems strange because they were doing really well until we've had the rain.
Yeah.
Maybe with the rain there was too much in the pot, it was over flooded, and then maybe something's eating it from the rain. I don't know.
No, well, but that's right. Being potted, they can suffer from, wet feet. So
we've can they?
Yeah, they have. They can. And we've had plenty of it, haven't we?
Yeah. So what's the best thing for me to do? Bring it in out of the rain, is it?
Oh, yes. But then you're taking it in out of the sun. So
yeah.
No, let's hope the weatherman's on the ball and we're going to get rid of it. We're going to have spring, Carmel.
Okay, so just the pyrethrum spray would be enough.
Yeah, to try and get rid of whoever's, causing the holes. Yep.
Yeah, because it was doing okay until I repotted it into a big pot.
Yeah, but we do need the sudden impact, and I know that that's why it's a bit short. So keep following up on that one.
I will do.
Okay.
All right, no problem.
Thanks,
I'll try
Carmel.
The other one too. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.
We've got Oscar now from Arcadia Vale, and he's got a question about citrus trees.
Oh, Oscar, citrus are a problem at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, they seem to be, certainly. Look, I've got a similar situation where I had a smaller pot and I repotted it into a bigger pot recently. Well, I say recently, about 2 or 3 months ago. And I had a couple of, half a dozen or more little buds, flower buds, and they sort of turn into little lemons, but they seem to be dropping off. What am I missing?
Look, I think it's just a case of, you might have to give them something that's, got all the elements in it. Something like sulfate of potash would help hold fruit on.
Right, okay,
yeah. Just a product like that that's, designed to hold the fruit on. If it's in a pot, they don't get as much fertiliser as when they're in the ground. So you've got to do something a little bit extra. Say, even trace elements won't hurt.
Okay, trace elements, yes.
Yeah, trace
elements. You also mentioned to a previous caller about poultry manures. Now, are you talking about natural poultry manure from a farm or something, or one of the bunning products?
No, Oscar, I was talking, well, I'm covering both, because why I said that to that listener was that they weren't using, it was in the ground, so
yeah, well,
it wasn't getting...
I've also got a tree in the ground.
Right.
And I pruned it back a couple of years ago, and I had some sort of a problem because all the leaves kept on falling and everything else. And I kept on giving it plenty of salt, what do you call salt? You know, and different
sulfate of potash, was it?
Yeah, potash and stuff like that. It seems to be coming back on.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure. I'm also giving it plenty of citrus food. But
in a
I'm
pot.
Not sure about poultry manure.
Yeah, no, don't put poultry manure in the pot. It's all right in the one growing on the ground, but in a pot, don't use poultry manure. The best thing you can do, given in a pot, is sudden impact for roses.
Right, right.
Now, that sounds funny, but honestly, it works.
But on the tree that's in the ground, when you talk about poultry manure, are you talking about natural poultry manure or a Bunnings product?
A natural poultry manure.
Okay, okay. And how often, like in the ground, how often would you have to water it?
Oh, look, every day when we're not getting rain. But you know, I think you're well covered at the moment, Oscar.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 So let's try those things.
Thank you very much for help.
That's okay. Let us know how you go, Oscar. Thank you.
Will do. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Thanks very much, Oscar. Judy, you've got time for just about one more call. We've
one
got
call,
Kerry
yeah.
from Cessnock. And she's got a question about lilies.
Oh, hi, Kerry. Sorry, we're just running out of time, but I'll talk really quick if you can.
Okay. I've tried twice. I bought some potted lilies from Bunnings and I brought them home. And both times they've died on me, I've had slow-released,
fertiliser?
Yeah, fertiliser. It's a Yates brand.
Yeah.
But they just die on me.
Okay. Well, often you're buying them in flower, Kerry, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a trap, really. When they're only going to flower once a year for you. But I don't know why they're dying, the plant's dying.
They're on the front veranda where they can get partial shade, partial sun.
Yeah, no, that should be fine. But maybe now what you've got to do, Kerry, is repot them into a bigger pot. With some nice bulb mix.
Oh, yep.
You can buy bulb mix. So I'd do that and you might find they won't flower again or get leaves on them again till the next time they're about to flower.
Oh, right. Okay, then.
Okay. Look, I'm sorry I can't help you with any more than that, but I'm sure that's the problem there. Once a year, flower.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're okay. Thank you, Kerry. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Kerry. Well, Judy Sharp, that is just about it for Gardening Talkback for another week.
Yes, it was very slow today, Greg, wasn't it?
No, we only had, 20-odd callers today.
only kidding. I ran out of voice at the end then.
Just about, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, we're done and dusted for another week, Judy.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. Topics range from gardening to health, well-being, pet care and travel. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.